And in Ephesians chapter 3, Paul continued his previous thought about knowing God and His power for us. He prayed for one more thing. The one thing that really makes a relationship soar. That one thing is something for you to know with absolute certainty. Beginning in verse 14, this is what he wrote. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of His glorious riches, He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge. As you get to know God, you will really be able to firmly grasp the immensity of how much you are loved. Jesus wants this to be deeply rooted in you. You can know this love intimately and experientially. It's not just head knowledge. As a believer in Christ, you are an individual recipient of God's personal love for you as His child. Through God's power in you, you can grasp God's love for you. God enables you to overcome your insecurities and doubts and comparisons in order to know and experience His love. That's very important for you as a believer. Have you heard that God loves you, but your brain is telling you, no way? Or maybe you know in your head that God loves you, but you just don't feel it in your heart. It's okay to feel God's love for you. God wants you to really know it and to allow yourself to feel it. You can ask for it. Romans chapter 5, verse 5 says that God pours His love into your heart. You can know the love of God for you. Grasp it. When you are confident in God's love for you, conversing with Him through prayer will be a natural response. God wants you to talk to Him. He wants you to enjoy a relationship with someone who loves you dearly. And He gives you the gift of knowing Him so that you can feel a close relationship with Him. It doesn't matter how many mistakes you've made in the past or what's in your bank account. Whether you've been a Christian for 3 weeks or 30 years, you are dearly loved by your Father God, equally, no more, no less than every other Christian alive today or in the past. Believer, you are dearly loved. You can bask in that treasure.